Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
The most glorious sounds in the world.
Including this one.
That's
right. It's Cinco de Friday.
Cinco de Fredo.
You know, when you hear St. Elmo's fire,
we've made it.
It's St. Elmo's Friday.
St. Elmo's Friday. Thank you, St. Elmo, for your Friday.
It's like, I pray for everybody. Your sins are forgiven.
That's not
St. Elmo.
That's not the one. St. Elmo was a real person.
No.
I don't know.
That's St. Elmo.
Hi, everybody. I'm St. Elmo. Just pay $17 and all your friends will get out of hell. Oh, I'm a saint.
Oh, man. TGIF, man. T-Gif.
T-Gif.
Yeah. It is here. We are excited. We got a great show for you today. Sam Swan will not be joining us.
Jerk.
Apparently the Baptists are meeting. Something big's happening.
Doug, did you take the whole thing away?
He took it.
I don't know where the front went.
It's right there. We're not allowed to have it till birthday is
cool.
Which is kind of weird because that's his breaking news, Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
His breaking news, which will be coming up. At 6:45.
Here's some of it.
Or 6:30. 6:45 is birthdays. I don't even know how our show goes.
Me either.
6:45, we do birthdays, and if you'd like to get a birthday shout-out for a loved one, you can do so studio@mystaticradio.com. It's simple, my friends. It's simple.
It is simple.
Yeah, it is Friday. It is August, so welcome to that.
Guys, it's my birthday month. Let us begin.
Yeah.
The 12th is when I turn 31.
Ripe
old age.
This is really difficult, man.
What?
Why the crap do you and Joey have to have a birthday a day apart?
Need to ask the Lord that.
Doug, it's too expensive.
Go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to switch Joey's birthday around.
If people would like to donate to my fund, it's called Why Do I Have Friends with Birthdays a Day Apart Fund?
Here's the difference. You don't have to get me a gift.
Yeah.
Your gift is your friendship.
Oh,
I mean that.
Man, that's
you don't
such
have,
a lie.
You really don't have to get me
I
anything.
I know.
You really don't. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, such a lie, though.
The reason you don't have to.
I mean, it's not a lie.
No.
It's probably the truth, but I
you really
do
don't.
Have to.
The reason you don't have to is because everybody else is going to get me a gift.
That's true.
Doug is going to get me a gift.
Don't fail me, Doug.
Celeste is going to get me a gift.
I hope so.
Michelle is going to come back from vacation with a gift for me.
Yeah.
Daniel, our boss, is going to get me a gift. A $750 gift.
Wow.
He already sent me a picture of it, so I consider that a promise.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's how it works.
Everybody here, Mayor Barry, is getting me a gift.
Oh, my God.
As a thank you for moving here. He's like, hey, a year ago, you moved here. It's right around your birthday. Just want to say thanks.
Thanks for still being here.
Pretty sure they're going to give me a giant promotion here
yeah,
at this job.
Probably, man.
Huge raise.
It's going to happen.
I'm going to get a car. They're going to tell me, hey, here's the keys of the city. And I'm going to say, no. Okay. And then I'm going to take them.
That's good.
And then I'm going to go find the secret room that the real city of Albuquerque is in. And then I'm going to live there.
And that makes sense.
I'm going to remote in from there. It's in Hollow Earth. Doug, are we taking a birthday trip? Hollow Earth birthday trip. Yep, we're gonna go.
Man,
you can't go. You have to go to. You have to get Joey a present.
Ugh. Fine.
The trip to Hollow Earth is really expensive.
Yeah.
It literally costs arms and legs, and we have to find these people and sacrifice their arms and legs, and pretty much just get rid of them from this earth.
It's
send
crazy.
Them to Hollow Earth, but then they go down there and they get cybernetic, like cyborg type. New arm, new leg. Pretty cool. They can walk around. It's pretty neat. I like it.
I'm down.
You can't go.
But, okay.
But I should tell you that Celeste is going this year.
What?
And Daniel.
You guys always take everybody but me to Hollow Earth.
I know.
I never get to go to Hollow Earth.
It's because you don't believe in it.
Oh, it's not real. You know what today is?
What?
Not Star Wars Day.
Right.
Today is Sci-Fi Movie Day. Which just so happens to be Guardians of the Galaxy release day.
That's right. We want to encourage you to participate in Sci-Fi Movie Day.
In some way.
There, supposedly this sci-fi movie came out today.
The reviews are insane.
You'll have to just put two and two together, I guess.
I watched an interview last night with Vin Diesel on Jimmy Fallon.
I've heard of him.
He was saying that this is the first movie in a decade that his kids have been able to go see with him.
Yay!
The last one was The Pacifier.
That's good for
so,
him.
So, yeah.
It's good that of he course, made a family movie.
I will say, we're taking the boys this weekend. Had a chance to screen it. There's some mild language. Thankfully, there was a scene in the trailer that it was like, whoa, dude, maybe not. We need to see this first. And I think that was just to get nerd boys to the movie because there was no nudity. And it kind of alluded. There was
alluded
in the trailer.
But no nudity
but
was
no
featured.
But no nudity. That scene wasn't even in the movie. So it was interesting. So sorry, nerd dudes. However, it made me happy because I can take my kids.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah. So we'll see how that lines up this weekend.
Bah.
With history, do you think it'll beat Avengers
no.
best all time? No?
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 No.
Second.
I don't know. I don't
Third?
Think Iron Man 3 is right up there behind Avengers.
Yeah, and this is way better.
I don't think it's
going to
beat
3.
Iron Man 3.
Ah! We shall see, my friend.
We shall.
We shall see. I believe it shall.
Okay.
I actually do. I really do.
I don't.
What? Iron Man 3 wasn't even that great. Just think of word of mouth.
But everybody loved Tony Stark.
That's true. All right, fine. Coming up, birthdays, breaking news, and more T-Moss and Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, Steve-O.
Oh, no!
It is me! That's right.
Listen, buddy. You're gonna be in here.
Lenny!
You gotta play it cool.
The Piper? Popsicle.
No pun intended.
No fun intended, more like it. You jerk.
Listen, Lenny. Last time you were in here, I got calls. People were like, what's up with that purple popsicle? Why is he so angry? And I'm like, hey, man, you'd be angry too if you were a purple popsicle living in the desert in the middle of summer.
That's right.
So I got your back.
Thank you.
I don't know how long I can have your back, you know? Yeah, sometimes you have those friends and you're like, look, Lenny, you gotta play it. You gotta just chill out.
Okay.
You know?
Look,
play it cool.
I can't help it that people like Michael Harvey get nervous. Okay, but I'll play it cool.
Okay.
I'm a popsicle, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Who's that idiot?
That's Doug, he's our producer. You can't call people idiots.
He's got on a Miami Heat hat.
Doug, I apologize, he's a purple popsicle. What can I do?
Why is he wearing a Miami Heat hat?
No, that's the Hurricanes, that's the
No, it says
team.
Miami, that means the Heat.
I'm sorry. Look, Doug, can you take the hat off for the segment?
Could you just breathe? Thank you.
He gets really nervous around heat. Any references to the sun or...
Well, even stuff? If it was hurricanes, it would blow me away.
His arch nemesis in comic books is Superman because Superman gets his power from the sun.
He's got heat vision.
Lenny melts in the sun, so...
That's right, I melt in the sun.
Yeah.
And does my heart... Yes, it does. Let's begin. Federal authorities have arrested a group of rogue Philadelphia narcotics officers who stole evidence, brutalized suspects, and enriched themselves to the tune of $500,000 over the past 6 years.
Whoa!
I wish I could enrich myself to the tune of $500,000.
No, that's not really enriching anything. They're enriching their time in
prison.
What
do you know about enrichment? I'm full of vitamins.
You're like a Flintstones kid vitamin on crack.
There's no crack involved in my process.
That's good. It's good. Smooth as silk.
I can't say the same for you.
Sorry.
There's at least one of your processes that involves a crack. You're welcome. A little girl wrote a letter to the president asking why there are no women on U.S. paper money. To which he replied, duh. I don't know what. Who would you put on there? What about the Susan B. Anthony dollar?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen those.
Yeah, that's...
People have paid for me.
The Sacagawea golden dollar thing?
Well, yeah, and before that, there was a Susan B. Anthony dollar.
Yes, yeah, so there have been multiple women.
But multiple women! Plus, what about that girl on the quarter?
That's not a girl, Lenny. That's...
That's definitely an old lady!
No, that's George Washington.
An old lady!
He was our first president.
More like Martha Washington!
No, it was a wig he was sporting. Yeah, that's not...
Why would you wear a wig?
Because back then it was like a proper... I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Sounds like you don't know.
I don't. I really don't.
There you go.
It was a few hundred years ago. I wasn't around yet. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Do you have change for a Kardashian? Yeah, right. A man was arrested in Bishopville, South Carolina, after he unsuccessfully tried to land a drone filled with contraband, including marijuana, in a prison yard. The drone crashed into some bushes. I have been stuck in a bush before. Because I'm a popsicle and it's hot outside, I get melty and sticky. And some idiot kid threw me in a bush.
Hey, man.
And I was upset. I'll take it easy, don't worry.
God, gosh.
Don't worry about the bleep button. Don't worry about it. He was a nice kid. He meant well. But he didn't understand the responsibility.
The care that goes into eating a popsicle.
You people need to get your lives right.
Pay the price.
New York Times reports that the ransom demands paid by European countries to Al-Qaeda amounted last year to $66 million. They're paying the terrorists.
Just paying them. That's terrible.
Pope Francis released a list of the top 10 things to do in order to be happy. The list includes live and let live. Don't be negative. The list does not include eat popsicles.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't you try to eat me anymore, Doug.
You and your, he's Lenny.
You and your Miami Heat head. I know about you.
He's not a Heat fan. It was the Hurricanes. It's totally
different.
I'm
excited you're naming your kid LeBron, but don't try to eat me, you jerk. A Massachusetts couple has changed their middle name to Sea Monster.
The couple did.
Yes.
Both of them. Wow.
Both of their middle names have been changed to Sea Monster. Have I ever told you my middle name?
Lenny. It's not the purple?
No, idiot. I don't have one. I'm a popsicle. I get one name. Lenny. You get one name and then you get an identifier of what you are. Appearing an inanimate object.
I always assumed the purple was your middle name.
No, that's a descriptive adjective.
Oh, right.
It's what color I am. I don't think you're racist, but sometimes I'm not sure. Motorcycle Bad Boy TV series Sons of Anarchy will welcome guest star Lea Michele of Glee.
Who?
The little girl from Glee.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Whose boyfriend died.
Oh, that's sad. Wow. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Sons of Anarchy?
No, Glee.
It's your favorite show.
Stop.
You love Glee so much. Sometimes. Why do you think you like Don't Stop Believing so much? Because you didn't see it. In the 80s, you learned it from Glee.
No, I'm...
learned it from Glee?
I was alive in the 80s.
Really? Don't talk back to me.
Lenny the Purple Popsicle, listen, man.
You have a respect problem.
You have a problem. You're taking over our friend Mateo's job right now.
Mateo can shut up forever.
If you do the job. You gotta, you know, you gotta do a good job.
I am doing a good job. This is riveting. The ratings have gone up. They're
not
through the roof.
We're not gonna ask you to do the news again if you can't just, you know. Mateo does an excellent job.
Hey, newsflash.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth forever.
Okay.
Okay. The Big Bang Theory is experiencing production delay as each of the key cast members is demanding a salary increase to $1 million per episode.
Yeah.
The last time this happened was Friends.
Yeah.
Are those friends still friends?
Friends are friends forever, man.
No, they're not.
No, all right.
The show ended. Yeah. Let me tell you something right now. Look at me. If this Big Bang Theory thing is going to blow up again, what shall be created by this explosion?
Well, I don't. That's just a theory. I don't know that was really how it.
We shall see.
The universe got going. It's just, you know.
Marvel has another new movie called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it releases in theaters today. I think it's right up your alley because there's a talking tree. There's a talking raccoon. However, there is no.
Rocket Raccoon and I have exchanged words before. We are friends.
There are no popsicles.
He tried to eat me and I killed him. But he came back to life.
He's a superhero.
Maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe instead when I say killed him, what I mean is I just laid there and was sad.
So how many people can actually hear and understand you? Or is this one of those situations where, like Garfield, I can talk to you? Because there's so many times where you tell stories of humans and you're trying to tell them not to eat you and yet they still take you out because you... You don't really move or
Doug,
do anything.
Doug, can you hear me, Doug?
Doug, can you hear Lane?
Steve-O, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Doug's not responding.
Doug's shaking his head.
Oh. You can hear him? Okay, I guess he can hear you.
Oh, good. I guess you're not crazy.
Okay. I got worried there for a second. I thought this was like one of those Wilfred situations where only I could understand you and, you know, everybody else thinks I'm crazy and I'm
like, that's obviously not true if I caused so much controversy last time.
Yeah, that's true.
You had people calling in saying, I don't know, this purple popsicle is a little risque.
Yeah, he was...
And then I said, what is it? You can't handle a little popsicle in your life? What is it? Is it the dead of winter? And you walk around saying, what should I eat? Maybe a nice, cool, frozen treat? Maybe I'll eat this popsicle. No, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's true.
You wait until the summertime when it's hot and melty outside, and then that's when you call upon me. To satisfy your taste bud.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you, taste bud. Shut up forever. Quit trying to eat me, because I got to live my life.
I feel like that's your new t-shirt.
I was sent here for a reason. And that reason was more than melting.
Oh, Lenny.
That reason was more than being a tasty treat to some kid who doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And that reason... was to be your new co-host. I've replaced Mateo.
Oh, man.
Replaced him entirely.
The sentiment is sweet.
Maria like is going to be so
insides.
Happy.
However...
Don't talk about my insides,
yeah,
you jerk.
Unfortunately, the slot's just not available for...
Who are you talking to?
Purple popsicles.
What is this voice you've adopted? What accent is that?
What?
Yeah.
Do I have an accent?
Yeah, you started talking like a gangster.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Well...
What happened? Mid-sentence, what happened?
I was kindly trying to make you an offer.
Doug!
You couldn't refuse.
Don't you yawn around me. Congratulations, Cheesecake Factory! All of the fat-delivering franchise restaurants in the U.S. You are the best. The Center for Science and the Public Interest Annual Extreme Eating Survey has named Cheesecake Factory America's most unhealthy restaurant. Topping the charts and tipping the scales, a brûlée French toast at an impressive 2,800 calories, 93 grams of saturated fat. You will never find that in a purple popsicle because it just can't fit.
Yeah.
I might be tasty, but I'm not fattening. High in sugar, though.
Yeah.
If you eat a popsicle, you'll get all hopped up and then it'll just sugar crash. This is crazy. The single unhealthiest meal in the survey was the monster-sized A1 peppercorn burger, bottomless steak fries, and monster salted caramel milkshake from Red Robin Yum. That's the meal. That's 3,540 calories in 4 days worth of sodium.
Oh my gosh.
I can see that you've been eating a lot of this, Steve-O. You look like you've gained weight.
I'm very healthy.
Since the last time I seen you.
I ate some raw fish this week.
That sounds nice.
I may have indulged in buffalo wings yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about your exercise regimen.
I got this new game on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
My thumbs are very active right now.
So to tell you're all thumbs is what you're saying.
I'm all thumbs. Yeah, I'm all thumbs.
Yeah. Well, I got sad news for you, friend. Your thumbs is the healthiest thing on you.
Yeah.
You're like me. You're a popsicle.
Yeah.
You're skinny fat. All this news is stupid.
We gotta use it throughout the day. Sam Swan's not gonna be here today, so.
Sam Swan is my best friend. I go to counseling.
Yeah.
With Sam Swan, he tries to help me.
Oh, that's good. You seem a little better this time around, you know. Looks like you've cleaned up your act.
Don't you talk about cleaning me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. Listen to this story. An American couple in Italy was so shocked at what they would charge for ice cream and water at a restaurant in Rome. They called the police!
In Rome?
Yes. James and Marianne Luciani went to the Bar Il Cafe with a relative for some sweet treats after dinner. I can't tell you all the times people come up to me and say, hey, you look like a tasty treat, maybe I could eat you. And I'm like, if I ever came up to you and I said, hey, you look like a tasty treat, maybe I should eat you, how would you react?
I feel like you'd get slapped. Yeah.
I slapped him. With my little tiny arms. Slapped him straight up. You don't mess with a popsicle in August! They got three... Look, these people, they got three ice creams and a bottle of water to cool off. After they finished, they said, hey, can we have the bill? The waiter delivered the bill. Guess how much it was. Three ice creams and a water.
Oh, three ice creams, one water, $20.
$56!
Oh my god!
Server informed the couple they had actually gotten a break because the normal $3.35 person cover charge had been waived.
Wow.
They paid the bill, returned the following day with police to investigate the legality of the charges. Police found the prices were clearly written down on the menu and ruled that nothing illegal had occurred.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's an expensive ice cream!
Yeah.
Good grief, do you know what time it is?
It's time for traffic?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, taking a look.
There's nothing going on. What does this mean? Oh no! There's an accident report at Paseo del Norte West at I-25. I have to go check on this.
Okay.
This could be someone I know. It's all around that construction at Paseo and I-25. I have to go. Mateo's kicking me out.
All right. Later, Lenny. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. They open up at 7 a.m. and I definitely need a dirty chai after 15 minutes with Lenny the Purple Popsicle. Teo!
He sounded like he was better this time.
Yeah, he. It's like he's calmed down.
He skipped a lot of stuff.
He's going through... Really?
Yeah, a woman allegedly pooped in front of a Walgreens in Ohio.
Okay.
How would you not talk about that?
I think he's cleaning up his act. He's going to counseling with Sam Swan right now, so...
Sounds to me like somebody needs to clean up that woman's act.
Oh, okay.
Poop.
It's time for birthdays with Doug!
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Was he mean to you?
Nah, just his usual self.
Yeah.
That's good.
That guy, yeah. Man.
He said you were wearing a Miami Heat hat, but I saw that it was a Hurricanes hat.
Yeah. It's all right. It happens. Just hope he melts when he goes outside now.
No.
Why are you naming your kid LeBron?
It's Kanye.
Kanye.
Oh, okay. I guess he got a mixed
Yeezy
up.
Yeezy case.
Yes.
Today is August 1st, 2014. Day 213. There are 152 days remaining in the fair year that has been 2014.
Doug?
Yes.
Do you love me?
I do.
Feed my sheep.
Oh, yeah.
First up, an American actress. She's best known for her childhood role as Vanessa Huxtable on the long-running NBC sitcom The Cosby Show.
Which one was Vanessa?
Was that the oldest daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, Doug, you don't sound confident.
What's her real name?
She was also the host of Clean House on Style Network.
Nope.
Isn't that your favorite channel?
Nope.
Style Network? You watch that all the time.
Nuh-uh.
I come home and he's like, oh, I'm playing video games. Switching it over from the Style Network.
Tempest Bledsoe.
Yes!
What a name.
Man.
You got to get your pudding on.
She's 50.
Woo!
She's 52.
She is 41 years old today.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Maybe.
Next up.
Dexter Holland.
No. A British singer-songwriter and musician best known for lead vocalist and occasional rhythm guitarist of the British rock band Def Leppard.
Oh. That's why I was looking at
yeah.
you. That's why I was looking at you. Speaking of cleaning up their act, I can't remember his name. What's the lead singer?
Joe Elliott.
Joe Elliott.
Joe Elliott today is 54.
55.
He is 55 years old today.
You got one.
Coolio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why didn't you play the theme song to All That?
Should have.
No, dude. This is good.
No, it's not.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blessed as life as a long death. Even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Been treated like a punk. You know, that's unheard of.
What? I got a dangerous mind.
Why do we never do rap songs at karaoke?
Hang on, I got this. You ready?
2014 will be
Doug,
the year
start
all
it over.
Songs.
Will
no,
you start this
no!
over? Doug, start
gonna,
this over.
You're going to do the whole thing? Oh, no.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you want me to do the clap right here?
Sure.
Because it's like...
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. That's Weird Al.
That's Weird Al. Yeah.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah. And he got in a lot of trouble for that.
Well, quote unquote. Coolio got very mad. Weird Al still made a ton of money.
Yeah. And that's why Coolio was
Did
mad.
You know that his most recent album was his first number one album of his entire career?
I was surprised by that.
Well, you got to remember, too, like, album sales nowadays are not what they used to be. But even so, he sold a ton of albums.
Right. That's why I was surprised, because I figured it'd be niche guys in their 30s like us.
Yeah.
Who were like, oh, yeah, I remember Weird Al.
He had a marketing campaign where he did 8 music videos, like one a day. At the release, and it worked. It really did work. Anyway, Coolio today is 51.
Gosh. Def Leppard, dude, who is around longer? That's a good guess. I'll say 50.
He is 51 years old.
Yeah!
Today.
Nice! Dang,
yeah,
all of our...
Death, no.
All of our people
are... Oh! Counting Crows guy! What's his name?
Adam...
Adam Levine! No! Adam...
He married Courtney Cox.
Adam Crows.
Oh, what is his name?
Adam Derwitt.
Yeah!
This record was fantastic. August and everything. And it's August! Come on! He was born August 1st? Because isn't the record called August and Everything After or something like that?
Yep.
That was a good record, man.
Yep. They got a new one coming out.
What?
Yeah. It either came out last week or it's coming out soon. Right, Doug?
Yeah.
Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope my wife's awake because we have a long-standing joke about this song.
Yeah.
Tell us the joke, Doug.
You can't say it
Tell
on
us
air.
The joke, Doug.
Wow, Doug. Wow, dark side.
Why are you
Doug.
Telling jokes you
the
can't say on the air, Doug?
Gosh. Okay, everybody's in their 50s. 54.
48.
He is 50 years old.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Nobody got that.
Yeah. And the last birthday.
Ooh. But this world is coming
to... Chuck D.
Yes.
Oh.
Fear of a Black Planet. That was one of my first tapes. And I was like, Mom, why would you let me buy this?
That sounds a little overbearing.
Elvis was a hero to most. Okay, Chuck D. Everybody's in their 50s. Chuck D.
52.
54.
Today, Chuck D is 54 years old.
Yeah!
Chuck D. Chuck D. Chuck D, man. Chuck D is 54 years old today. Wow.
On to dates. On this day...
Is this Eddie Rabbit?
In Strasbourg, Germany, it rained ants.
Whoa! Really?
I'm gonna have to get some more information on it.
I feel like it was a plague, so... 49, it was like BC.
Yeah, keep going. It sounds logical.
Totally logical. 1712, it rained ants.
1801.
1889.
Oh, okay.
On this day, in what year the first Jeep was produced?
Ooh. Oh, man.
It's got to be for like a war or something, right? I'm going to say 1941.
Nineteen forty-one is correct.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. Good job.
Boom.
On this day in what year? Spider-Man was introduced in Marvel's comics issue number
1961. 1961.
11. So we just celebrated. Wait.
75. No,
that was Batman.
No.
We just celebrate.
Wait, let me think. They just covered this. I think it's 1961. I could be wrong, though. Gosh, was it in the 50s?
No, because when you said 61, I got pissed because I was like, dang it, no, he's
yeah,
right.
But...
Because Disneyland...
No. It's Marvel's 75th anniversary.
Yeah, but Amazing Fantasy wasn't until...
Yeah. But hang on, it was just in a Spider-Man issue. Like, they just made a... It was in Amazing Spider-Man 2. He makes a reference to it. 1961.
I'm going to say 1962, even though it's 1961.
1962 is correct.
Oh!
I thought it was...
What?
Okay. I knew we just celebrated
was the question?
50th anniversary.
Spider-Man was introduced in Marvel Comics issue number 15.
Amazing Fantasy
Amazing
number 15.
Amazing Fantasy, wow. Yeah. I thought it was 61. I immediately got mad at you.
Hang on. I'm looking this
72, 82, 92, 02, 12. Joe House Rock.
The same way, you're the book Elvis, What Happened, was released, and it was an expose by two former bodyguards who presented Elvis as an overweight recluse. Elvis would die 2 weeks later.
1977. Yep.
1977 is correct.
That's it.
On this day in what year, MTV began broadcasting in the United States and aired its first video.
Video killed the radio star.
1981
is correct.
Nice! Yes. We are on it today. What has happened?
Yeah, it was Friday. It was 1962. I thought it was 61. I don't know why.
Well, we just celebrated the 50th like a couple years ago, so I thought it was 61.
And on to number one songs.
Oh, snap. Hold on. Oh my gosh.
There's a reason I only did one number one song today.
That's right. You say
I only hear what I want to. 1993.
This would be a karaoke jam.
It's 1993, guys.
You say 1993?
Yep.
Think so. We'll talk so all the
time. Yep, because it was the summer of 1993 as I was heading off to... The summer of 93 was...
Jurassic Park.
Oh, so maybe it was the summer of 92. Crap. Because I can't remember. I was getting ready to... Hold on.
1995.
No. Hold on. I'm going to say 93.
1994.
Ah! Dang it! Tried to do the math and everything.
August. Is Happiness Happens Month.
That's right.
Get ready for Kindergarten Month.
Oh, snap.
What? Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Children's Vision and Learning Month. Make Your Reading Be a Haven Month. National Catfish Month.
Ooh.
National Investors Month. National Toddlers Month. Mental and Education Wellness Month. Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month. Today is Spider-Man Day. It is U.S. Air Force Day. International Beer Day. It is Girlfriends Day. It is International Child Free Day, celebrating those people that are significantly choose not to have children. Today begins Twins Day Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio. Tomorrow is Mustard Day.
Doug, I have to pee, man!
It's Ice Cream Sandwich
Day. It's not pee day. It's not urine day.
Sunday is Friendship Day again.
Thank you, Doug.
It's urine trouble day if you don't freaking shut up.
Would you let Doug talk?
Water.
Oh, my God!
Melon.
Watermelon. Day. Watermelon.
And Sunday is...
Sound it out. Sound it out. What's it spelled by?
S-I-S. There's like this weird thing with a line through it.
Oh, that's a T.
T-E-R.
Sister.
And like a snake. Oh, okay.
Sister Day. Yeah.
It's Sister's Day.
Sister.
And that's all.
Good job, Doug.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Hooked on Phonics. Work for
it's
Doug.
It's the first of the month.
Yeah, it is. And you know what that means for millions of people around this world. It means that they can't stay on the beat. They just want to have fun with their friends. Awesome.
You are a rap extraordinaire.
Cash your checks and get up.
Cash your checks and get up. Go to the school and have fun with your homework.
You're getting better at rapping off the beat.
I know. I'm doing a great job. I can rap off the beat whenever I want to. You can't stop me.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, the Black Keys, some General Ghost, some Half Noise, and more of this here show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now! Static.
Godly Bob, howdy! We have an accident to report, and it's right in the middle of all the chaos at I-25 in Paseo.
Great.
I know. It's at Paseo Del Norte West at I-25. There's an accident. There's a lot of construction. So it's going to be a mess over there. If you use that as part of your morning commute, you might today want to consider an alternate route. Because it is cray. Cray train. Cuckoo. I'm going to make that happen. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Sopo, Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus. Also, ice cream peddler to lactose intolerant people. So, what gonna be amazing in the studio?
What? Out your butt. It's gonna smell terrible in here.
I got a Chips Galore chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich for breakfast.
Good.
It's so, Friday.
So there's ice cream, there's chocolate chips.
It's Blue Bunny. So I was like, heck yeah, bro, I don't even care.
That's
pretty excited. You know,
you don't think about the people around you.
I know. I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yep.
Doug doesn't care. He's happy for me.
He's also in another room.
Look at that. Thumbs up. Double thumbs up from Doug. Cool, he's so
Doug,
happy for me.
Appreciate y'all.
Speaking of hostile work environments, I found the story.
Yeah.
And we recently had to do drills.
Yep.
You know, like, hey, let's say there was a crazy armed guy on campus.
Mm-hmm.
How would we handle that? What would we do? And there's like bomb training and, you know, we do regular basic training here, which is good.
We
should probably have that. However, in our instances, we were informed ahead of time.
Right.
A Colorado woman is suing a nursing home where she worked and the local police enforcement for not telling her that the gunman who held her hostage was actually a police officer conducting a safety drill.
Come on, lady.
Michelle Meeker claims in a lawsuit that she was terrorized when an armed man confronted her last October at the Heritage Park Care Center in Carbondale, Colorado. Meeker, she's a registered nurse, was tending to one of her long-term patients when another employee told her to see what a suspicious man sitting in the center's day room wanted. The man? And showed her a handgun he had in his waistband and ordered her into an unoccupied room. Although the man told her in hushed tones that he was actually a police officer, she was not informed beforehand of the drill and was unsure whether or not the armed gunman was telling her the truth.
Yeah.
The executive director of the center said, unfortunately, the training exercise alarmed some of our faculty.
Man, this lady's just trying to get an easy paycheck.
What?
Yeah.
I see, and I'm with her.
Okay, so if this happened, you would sue? You would sue somebody?
I don't know that
you would sue them? You would go to court over it?
If an armed gunman showed up at work and took you freaking hostage and then took you in a room and was like, hey,
I'm a police
officer. Mateo, don't worry. I'm a police officer, but still has a gun on you saying it, would you be like, oh, cool, man, I'll just roll with this then?
I'd be like, okay, good. I might be terrified and stuff. Which
there
I, definitely,
is a gun on you!
Yeah, and if he's a police officer, he's not going to shoot me. I would not sue people because that to me is lame. She should be thankful that it was not a real scenario.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. You're telling me if a dude pulled a gun on you and then was like, and later after he's like pulled you into this room was like, hey, I'm a police officer. It's cool, man. This is a drill. Mm-hmm. You're my hostage. Like, you would be like, oh, man, I'm so glad. Okay, cool.
You know me. That's exactly what I would do. And you're telling me that if after all that I said I'm going to sue them, you would be like, yes, you are justified in suing them. That's what you're telling me?
You could warn the staff, in my opinion.
The staff was
totally
warned.
You could totally warn the staff.
He warned her. He said, hey, I'm not really. I'm a police officer.
No, but I mean, like, I had it like, hey guys, we're gonna be doing an armed drill.
I wonder if any of the other staff was warned.
Right.
And she skipped the email.
Oh man. Colorado woman suing her, I don't know if it's former or current place of employment, nursing home where she worked, and the local police for not telling her a gunman who held her hostage was actually a police officer conducting a safety drill. Man, I don't know. Phone lines are open. Let's go to the phones. Static!
Hey.
Hey.
Sam Swan.
Hey! Sam!
Gosh, Sam, I wish you would just show up
you
every once in a while.
Big old Baptist jerk!
You know, I'm sorry. We got a big ministers and family retreat happening in Albuquerque. We got Baptist pastors and staff members from all over New Mexico.
Sounds like a party.
And so we're hanging out, having a good time. So I couldn't be with you guys this morning. But I did want to call in on the topic.
Good, because, man, come on. All right.
The gunman.
Let's pretend a gunman walks into the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, where I'm sure you guys do drills all the time because working in ministry, we're told all the time, like, hey, this could be your final day on earth.
Right.
So some
some
angry gunman comes in and puts a gun on you and then pulls you into a side room and goes, hey, bro, I'm a cop. It's just a drill. You're my hostage. Play it cool.
Yeah. Yeah, my first reaction would be, cops go crazy too. I'm not sure that I believe.
Well, you do live in Albuquerque.
He didn't. He didn't show proof that he was a police officer. He just whispered to her that he was a police officer and everything was going to be okay. But he had a gun.
Why?
So
I don't understand why she's suing the police department because it's the employer's responsibility to notify the employer.
I don't know. And I don't know about the lawsuit part of it. That's a little crazy. But the other thing, in the Baptist building, we have some folks that are gifted with concealed carry. So
see?
We call it the spiritual gift of personal defense.
Yeah,
so.
See? Okay. You're right. Because a couple... There was a time, this was a few years ago, here where we had to do a drill and there was, you know, security force here and they were like, all right, hey, before we get started, if anybody has a concealed carry, if anybody has a handgun on their person, we need to ask you to go put it in your desk or your car or something.
Yeah.
And there were a couple people
smart
at the time, this was a few years ago, that got up and had to walk out of the room. So it would be a good idea to inform people ahead of time because what about the employee? What if she had a concealed carry?
What if she had concealed carry? Who knows what would that there might be a firefight right there during the drill. That wasn't real. It would be crazy.
That's a really good point.
My thing is, I just don't understand how the employer did not notify their employees. And that is that's the misstep here.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the misstep.
I definitely think, I mean, it's just like fire drills and stuff. you want people to be prepared, but you have to give them a little bit of warning. You know,
yeah, but the fire alarm going off and a dude putting a gun to your head are two totally different things.
It's totally different, unless the fire alarm is going off while the guy is putting a gun to your head.
Yeah, then that's crazy.
Then you're like, then that brings
into the same category.
Now you're in a conundrum, especially if you're the gunman. Yeah. Like, what do I do?
I run outside?
Do I go outside? Single file in an orderly fashion, or do I scream and run out with my hands over my head going, ah? Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Sam, we miss you. We wish you were here today.
I wish I was here today, too. Miss you guys, too. Hey, pray for us. This is an encouragement for our pastors and staff people that can be here and their families. And we love our pastors and staff and their families, and we're trying to encourage them and build them up a little bit because, you know, sometimes pastors and staff families don't get that kind of love. So,
yeah, right.
It's a great weekend. Just so you guys, everybody listening, pray for us and everything while we're doing that, okay?
Right on, man. We'll do.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Babe.
See you, bye.
Sam Swan, that guy. He's not here today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Usually joins us on Friday. All right, we're talking about this nurse who is suing her place of employment and the local police force for conducting a safety drill. She claims in a lawsuit she was terrorized when an armed man confronted her last October at the Heritage Park Care Center in Carbondale, Colorado. She's a registered nurse. She was hanging out with one of her long-term patients when another employee told her there was a suspicious man in the day room and go see what he wants. So she goes in there. The man shows her a handgun he had in his waistband, orders her into an unoccupied room, then in hushed tones tells her, "It's cool, I'm a police officer." But she was not informed beforehand of the drill, so she was unsure whether he was telling the truth. So she's suing the place that she works for.
And the police.
So, thoughts, 505-338-3700. I agree that the lawsuit's a little much.
The lawsuit is crazy. Here's the thing, too. I just read the statement from the thing is they routinely conduct these type of drills.
Okay.
Routinely.
Interesting. Static!
Hello.
Hey,
pool boy.
Where you been?
Working my butt
it's
off,
summer,
dude.
Yo.
It's pouring out here too, and these pools are just turning and turning on us just because of the rainwater. So we're busy, man.
Is there a lot of algae?
There's plenty of algae.
Oh, I hate bacteria.
A lot of crap.
That's the worst, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, check it out. What about the lady that told her to go look at the suspicious dude? Was she in on it or what?
That's a good question.
Because I would have been like, hey, that's that guy that we're doing this drill. There's the guy. Why don't you go check, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
She should get sued.
Yeah, see.
No, nobody should get sued.
Let's just all sue each other.
Sue everybody.
I'm going to sue Doug for his hat.
It's incredible how people sue for everything. You know, and I watched this thing on the tube. This guy was getting robbed at a gas pump. Three guys at gunpoint. One of the guys had a gun, and it was like the footage, you know, the footage from the cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's reaching in his pockets. He gives them something. Then he reaches in his back pocket, but, you know, in his back waist, and pulls out his gun and shoots the dude.
Whoa! Bam!
Dude, check it out, dude. Guy getting robbed at a gas pump. But it's crazy because in a split second, you can pull out your firearm and use it.
See, and that's the thing. What if you don't inform your staff and there is somebody, as Sam Swan said, who has their concealed carry, that's a scary situation.
That is a scary situation.
Yeah, it is. I got a buddy who carries, and you can't tell. It can happen. So, and then in your mind, you're like, what the heck is this really happening? I'm about to kill this dude.
Right.
You know? So, that's a scary situation. But for her to sue, she needs to get over it, laugh it up, and just, you know.
Laugh it up, man. Take it a little.
Yeah. It's funny now. I mean, after it's over, nobody's heard. It's funny.
Yeah.
Love you guys later.
Love you too, bro.
It's funny. Nobody got hurt.
It's funny. Nobody got hurt. Gun in your face. Who cares?
Basically like a viral YouTube video at this point.
Static.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Morning!
I just wanted to talk about the topic.
Yeah!
Please do.
You know, I got my bachelor's in political science with a law emphasis, and mispersion of a crime is a crime itself. And so, by him not prior notifying them, he was practicing an unlawful act. And so, he can be sued for that.
Wow. That makes sense.
Obviously, the executive director of the center said, unfortunately, this training exercise alarmed some at our facility, and
he knew ahead of time, but in the alleged she alleges that, you know, they didn't tell her. So all there right. were staff and the police, they were quote unquote in on it together, if you will. Like, they knew about the drill.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'll read it. The officer, the Carbondale police chief, and executives of the center are named as defendants. Robert Baker, the executive director of the center and one of the named defendants, said in a statement that the facility routinely conducts safety, fire, and natural disaster drills for his residents. Unfortunately, this training exercise alarmed some at our facility. The attorney representing the police department, Thomas Rice, said Heritage approached the police department to help with the drill, and police told the facility to inform workers of the upcoming scenario. I don't know whether Heritage notified Miss Meeker, but it wasn't the town's responsibility to do so.
Yeah.
That would probably be negligence on the superior's point.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Which would cause her severe, anxiety. And so, if I walked into a facility with a gun, that would be a crime. And so if an officer did the same, it should be the same.
This also says the gun was not real.
Oh, okay.
And that the officer offered to show Meeker his identification, but she was too freaked out. Meeker, who resigned shortly after the incident, is seeking unspecified monetary damages for economic loss, mental and emotional distress, and medical bills.
Dang, dude.
Well, anyways, guys, God bless you, and thanks for talking about the topic.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. If you're just joining us, a former nurse at Heritage Park Care Center in Carbondale, Colorado, is suing her former employer because, they did a drill with the local police. They didn't inform her.
They did an intruder training drill.
Here's the other thing that, like, if they didn't inform anybody, here's the other thing that's kind of crazy. Okay, gun isn't real, but you're going into an old folks' home and pulling a weapon.
Hey, they need to do it too.
No, I know. I'm just saying, at least they're all probably wearing Depends.
Oh, gosh.
However,
they can't poop them.
You can't. They're old, weak hearts.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the nurse that's tending to you has a gun pulled on
him. So that's the thing.
And you're supposed to just.
That's
like,
the thing.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, why did this lady not know about it?
Right.
We have to look at it from this angle because it's like, exactly. It is a nursing home where people, most of them have, you know, weak medical conditions.
Yeah.
So there had to have been some kind of notification.
Yeah.
I think what might have happened, this is speculation on my part.
Right.
The lady got embarrassed, quit her job, and then was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I can't get another job. And then Fran said, you could sue them for this. You could sue them, and you could sue them, and they shouldn't have done that. And blah, you know, and that's
unreal
is what's going on. Especially if this part is true. The town, it says that the officer said the displayed gun was not real and offered to show Miss Meeker his identification.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's more than just, hey, I'm a cop, don't worry about it. That's like, would you like to see my badge for real? This
no,
gun
this is
not,
this
look,
is
it's not real.
It's okay.
It's not real. This is, now it's turning into 22 Jump Street. Or Let's Be Cops. That's what it's turning into at this point.
Amazing. Give us your thoughts, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Gosh. The humanity!
Oh, the humanity!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Humanity!
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Looks like that accident that was at I-25 in Paseo has been cleared, and now the only thing to report is the construction going on there, as well as your typical morning time traffic. So pay attention and keep doing a great job.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, the bane of Tao's existence.
Yay!
Hooking you up with delicious ice cream at 7 a.m. Especially when you're lactose intolerant. Like this guy. Thanks to Annie. Got me a ice cream sandwich for breakfast this morning. Inhaled it in like 0.4 seconds.
Yeah.
I have a dentist appointment next week. I feel like that's why I'm just going crazy on
you
the sweets.
You do it to yourself. You do. You and no one else, you do it to yourself. That's a real song.
Solomon's Forge Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Give them a call, 505-338-3669. We're talking about this woman who is suing the nursing home she used to be at. She worked, and one day she's at work. A co-worker said, hey, there's a suspicious man in the waiting room. You should go see what he wants. The man then showed a handgun to her.
Oh.
Ordered her into an unoccupied room. He then said, hey, it's cool. This isn't real. I'm a cop. Would you like to see my ID? And she said,
this is a fake gun.
You're a gunman! She freaked. Well,
she her thing was, she said, don't kill me, I have a child.
Oh, like she, man.
And he said, I'm a police officer. Would you like to see my identification? This gun is not real.
Yeah, she says she was not informed beforehand. It was a drill. So she was unsure whether or not this quote-unquote police officer was telling the truth. Sure enough, it was a safety drill. Yet she is definitely suing her former employer for damages to her mind and lack of wages because she resigned shortly thereafter. So yeah. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've had a lot of comments this morning. Most people saying that, come on, you can't sue. I mean, you can, but are we sue happy constantly? Yeah. Speaking of being sue happy, here's another story of, well, who do you believe? As we hear the story about this woman in Colorado who's suing her employer who says, they never told me it was a drill. And they were like, the cop immediately offered ID. Don't know what to tell you. Granted, he had a gun in his waistband. I don't know. Whatever. Whether or not you believe it. Moving on, which we can keep talking about it. But another lady. It's all ladies.
It's all connected.
It's all women, guys. Now, the zoo is always a fun place to go. I love our zoo here.
The zoo in Albuquerque is awesome.
Yeah, last night I took the kids to the aquarium in the botanical gardens. And that was rad. I'm a bigger fan of the zoo, but I love both. The zoo's just rad. Well, sometimes it can go wrong. A Michigan woman. Michigan.
Detroit. Enough said. Yeah. Enough said.
One Michigan woman is claiming that after she was allowed into the lion's cage, she ended up losing part of her finger. She's claiming a zookeeper allowed her into the cage with the big cat over the weekend and that the guy told her, cool, when she asked if she could pet it. As she tried to pet it, she claims the lion ripped off part of her finger. Yeah. Now, afterwards, she alleges that the staff is trying to cover it up, but the owners of the zoo say the woman went into an unauthorized area of her own volition and tried to pet the lion against the zookeeper's warnings.
Wow.
Yeah. She lost part of her finger to a lion. Okay.
She stuck her finger in the cage?
She was in the cage, allegedly.
Oh, she was just up in the cage.
It said, I don't know. According to the story, it says she was allowed into a lion's cage. She says a zookeeper allowed her into the cage with the big cat. And the guy told her, yeah, cool.
When she asked
if she could pet it. The lion then ripped off part of her finger. Of course, that's her side of the story. The owners of the zoo say she went into an area that she was not supposed to be in. She was unauthorized to be in that place and tried to pet a lion against everybody's warnings and got her finger ripped off. Mm-mm. Okay. This one to me is a little easier in the sense that let's pretend we're at the zoo.
Okay.
And the lion keeper comes up to you and goes, hey, man. Static Radio, Team Awesome Morning Party, I love you guys. Hey, I got a hookup around here. You guys want to go into the lion cage and pet the lion?
Yes.
Really? That would be your response?
I would not go in a
lion cage. Okay, I would not either.
Never.
I don't care if there are 7 lion tamers in there and the zookeeper's like, no, man, this guy's cool. Here, we're going to, watch. We tranked him for you. He's asleep. You just touch him. I still wouldn't. You don't go into the lion cage, lady. I don't know. That one to me is a little more, yeah, a little easier.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, there's a dangerous predator in that cage. Would you like to go in there and pet it?
Right.
Common sense says no, but I'm going to do it.
We did have tiger cubs in studio once on the morning show.
Big difference between an adult lion,
yes,
and a tiger cub.
And it was
with
still
trained, dude, professionals here with you. This is a questionable story.
And the little cub's claws were still sharp.
Well, Beans and Panda's claws are sharp. How crazy are jungle cat's claws going to be?
They're crazy. But they were so cute.
Listen, if somebody invites you over and they say, would you like to pet this common house cat?
Right.
You don't do it.
I still don't do it. I've learned from Panda. I pet Beans because
Panda
Beans
just
is
like,
Panda hey.
Looks at you like this. She's like, yeah, yeah.
Just, yeah, go ahead, try. Just go ahead, try and pet me.
One good
yeah,
pet.
Yeah, 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 one pet.
Get one in there.
Cat scratch fever! And then you got Beans who's like, pet me. And you're like, I don't know, man. Your friend's crazy. Your friend's crazy. And it's like, but here's my brain.
But my head.
Last, here it is.
Dude, okay. Beans is the cutest cat in the world. Last night I was falling asleep, and he jumped up on the bed and put his head on my pillow. He put his little cat head on my pillow, just like my head was on the pillow.
Right.
Like, just his head. The rest of his body was on the bed, and he just went. And I was like, stop being so cute!
Yeah, because you don't let him sleep in your room.
No, I don't.
You kick him out.
So I kicked him out.
Good.
But it was cute.
Because you know at 3 a.m. you were going to be waking up. I, once again.
3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Yeah, I woke up. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Matchbox 20. I woke up to rain and lightning again. It was
you
like,
did
ugh.
Again? There was another storm? Slept through it again.
Ugh. How do you sleep through everything?
Sleep. Storms are comfortable to me. Like they help me sleep. When it's storming outside, I guess it just reminds me of home and I just go to sleep. I get so comfortable. I'm like, I'm safe.
Guys, we posted this story on our Facebook page.
So, the question of the day, should it be, is this lady justified, or is it, are we Sue happy?
Man, half the stories in here are about women who are suing their former employer, or the zoo, or a police officer, or, gosh. Speaking of zoos, sad story coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We got to talk about this. A couple giraffes were being transported to another zoo in South America. Didn't go so well for one of the giraffes. We'll talk about that on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
this is the new traffic music.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Traffic update. What's going on in the ABQ? Let me tell you about it. There's been an accident at Paseo, Del Norte at I-25. The right lane's blocked. So I guess another accident has happened.
Might as well stomp.
You're probably stomping in your car right now because you're so frustrated at the traffic at I-25 in Paseo, but I can't help you, my friend. I cannot help you. If you're westbound on the eastern side of Paseo, it sucks. If you're eastbound on the western side of Paseo, it's all right. And everything else is your typical morning traffic.
All right.
Just wanted you guys to know so you would remember we played Stomp.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Kirk Franklin.
That's right.
For those who don't, whatever he says. Yeah, Kirk Franklin. We actually interviewed him recently. You can check out that interview.
And he was super cool.
He was really cool. MyStaticRadio.com. Get to the audio section. Catch that. He was doing the Bible challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bible challenge. Who won?
Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah. I watched an episode.
You did?
I did.
How
I
was
watched
it?
One episode.
By honestly, how was it?
Total honesty?
Yeah. Just be totally honest.
I will say this. For what it was, the first season with just Jeff Foxworthy, I was like, okay, you know, cool, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. It was a cheesy game show.
Cheesy.
That's what you were expecting, though, right? Cheesy game show,
all
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, all of those shows are cheesy.
And then they were like, hey, let's add Kirk Franklin to it. So it was like, all right, hey, everybody, Great American Bible Challenge. I'm Jay Foxworthy. You know you're a redneck if, and then it was like, boom! Kirk Franklin up in this. You think we've let's get the other cliche going. Well, I'm talking like this, yeah. All right, redneck, what? Kirk Franklin. It was really weird. I'm not going to lie.
You don't sound like Kirk Franklin.
Redneck, what's up? Let's do it.
So you had Jeff Boxer who's like, oh, okay, all right, oh, Kirk, you're so crazy, all right. So we surveyed 90 people, and he's just kind of country and chill, and Kirk Franklin's in the background like, ah, yeah, woo, Kirk Franklin. And he's like always moving and being crazy, and it didn't make any sense.
It sounds like me and Kirk Franklin would get along great.
That's exactly what it's like. You had the good old boy that was just like, okay, all right, Kirk, we're just going to keep going with it. And that,
doop.
Right.
And the Kirk Franklin's like,
yes. It's like, I got to add excitement. Ha! I'm yelling all the time. Woo! And he's got like the gospel choir behind him. He really did. There was like, all right, we're going to, this is the singer song or something like that. And there's like the gospel choir singing in the back. And he's like, ha, Kirk Franklin, stomp.
Well, I didn't watch it because I don't have cable.
It was interesting. So,
and also, if I had cable, I wouldn't have watched that show.
It just seemed like he was out of left field. He was out of left field.
Out
it didn't make any sense whatsoever. But whatever. Hey, speaking out of left field, we've been talking about ladies suing bosses.
Yeah!
Suing zoos. And I thought, hey, to be fair to the fairer species... I'd find a dude who's currently suing someone.
Okay.
So that we can make it equal.
Did you find...
So we can make it equal that dudes are just as dumb and weird and crazy and sue happy. And I found one, and it's a good one. Producer Doug, do you happen to have Hulk Hogan's theme song?
Doug?
I need our producer to bring up Hulk Hogan's theme song. It's very... It's poetic. It works. It's what I need. Because we've met a real American.
Hero.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about hero. I really don't. However.
Is this guy a hero?
No. 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 His name is Charlie Hill. Now, Charlie Hill doesn't sound like Hulk Hogan. In fact, we know that Hulk Hogan's real name is not Charlie Hill.
Right.
However, Charlie Hill is a 19-year-old. And that 19-year-old is the now ex-boyfriend of Linda Hogan.
Oh, no.
Linda Hogan, the ex-wife of Hulk Hogan. Linda Hogan is 48 years old.
Really?
She dated a 19-year-old dude. And according to the lawsuit he filed against her for $1.5 million, she treated him like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Started dating after she split from Hulk Hogan. Charlie claims in the lawsuit that Linda took advantage of their relationship and made him do all sorts of weird things, like wax the yacht, dig a creek, and fertilize 25 acres of avocado trees. He was her personal Home Depot. This is real life.
This
everyone.
Is real life, everyone.
This is the world we live in.
This is the world we live in.
Now, TMZ learned that Linda and Charlie did strike a settlement deal when they split up. He
Good.
Promised confidentiality, and she let him keep his truck, the dirt bike she bought him, and the engagement ring he gave her.
Don't take my bike, babe.
And he got $9,000.
All right. Just give me $9,000. Give me my bike, my truck, $9,000. We'll call it even. Am I right? America.
So here's where it gets interesting. Linda is now furious because Charlie apparently did an interview violating the confidentiality agreement.
No!
So she's filed a lawsuit against him asking for an order gagging him.
Wait, I thought you said that this was equal opportunity. This is about her suing him.
No, no, that's why he is now suing her for $1.5 for being her personal Home Depot. This is the world we live in.
Guys, we live in a fantastic world. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Earth, and it's the best.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear some good news?
Yes!
Because I'm tired of all
good
this.
Good grief!
Like, sue happy craziness. Okay, hey, here we go.
Give mean that?
In Hollywood, it's hard to stay together.
Yes, it is.
It's really difficult. Well, one couple has been together for almost a decade.
Nice.
They have 6 kids. You don't hear many rumors about them cheating or stepping out or being seen with other people. So what accounts for their ongoing attraction to each other? Well, one could be that it's freaking Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh!
I mean, that could be a factor.
That could play a role. They're both, you get their actors.
I got you.
Doug.
The couple spoke out recently about what keeps them, quote unquote, hot.
Nice.
For each other. Brad and Angie write love letters to each other on a regular basis. Yes, not emails, not texts. These are handwritten love letters. Angelina revealed in an interview that when the two are working on opposite ends of the planet, they keep their love alive by writing. Not emailing. Writing in their actual hands or the hands of their assistants.
Oh.
Love notes. It doesn't say assistant.
See what large letters I use as I write in my own hand.
Yours truly, Brad Pitt.
Sincerely, Norman Osborn. Yeah.
According to this article, that's what has kept them going, working so far apart. Hey, I've got it. I think you should start writing Dawn handwritten love letters when she's
right.
on tour.
By the time she gets them, she'll be in another city.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Dumb. I would have had to have written them months ago.
Yeah. So what you do is, hey, I got it. She's obviously not listening. She's like out preparing like new music and tours and, man, she's got such a good life.
She does. What am I doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You start a collection, right? You start writing her love notes.
Okay.
You keep them in a shoebox.
Yeah.
And when she gets home, you go, hey, here you go.
Here you go. Yeah, I should just put a copy of When God Writes Your Love Story on top of it and be like, hey, just in case you didn't know, we were a Christian couple. We are.
While you were gone, I read a lot of Nicholas Sparks.
I read a lot of these books, and man, am I romantic now.
The notebook,
also, I'm extremely paranoid about all my decisions.
Remember.
I don't know what I should do in every situation. I overanalyze every possible outcome. It's incredible. I'm constantly looking for signs. I need to know what's up. Is this God talking? Is that God talking? What's that leaf doing over there? Maybe that's God. What am I going to do? I don't know.
I'm so glad you guys have a better relationship.
Speaking of relationships, a flight from Tunisia to Edinburgh, Scotland was diverted.
Uh-oh. Should I change the music?
No.
Okay.
After a drunken passenger allegedly attacked crew members. Now, we've heard of this, and it's horrible. The woman told the flight crew that she wanted cigarettes and a parachute.
Whoa!
When they asked her to quieten down, she allegedly slapped a little girl.
Oh, my gosh!
And then started swinging a prosthetic leg at them. The woman was subdued, and the pilot made an emergency landing in London. If you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you're going to love this.
Oh, what happened? This
prosthetic
is real
leg.
Life?
Also, I'm going to need that guy's leg.
Okay. Dude.
That's what this lady said. She said, hey, cigarettes and parachute now. No. Oh, okay. Hey, little kid. Boom. I'm going to need your prosthetic leg, old guy. Wow. Give me the cigarettes and a parachute, you bunch of jerks!
Could you imagine being on that flight? I feel like I would just sit back and film it, as terrible
exactly.
as that sounds.
I know, I'd be
I
like,
really
oh,
would!
What?
This is real life, people! This is really happening.
I would be whispering in the phone, I think I should help, but this is just too much, right?
Hey, we would like to say you're welcome to all listening now, because we've really opened you up to a whole new world of what life is like outside of
these
Albuquerque, outside of these four walls.
These desert walls.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Oh, no.
British officials won't let a woman sign her passport because she... Oh, my gosh. Her middle name infringes on a trademark.
What?
29-year-old lady added Skywalker to her name in 2008. The reason, for a bit of a laugh, she said. But she's not laughing now because when she tried to renew her passport and changed her signature to include the Skywalker middle name, officials said it will not recognize a change to a name which is subject to copyright or trademark.
Gosh.
Beautiful.
Dude, so George Lucas now owns her, too.
Yes, he does.
Did he sell her to Disney?
I think Disney actually owns her because
Disney?
She
okay.
came in after the deal was done.
Gotcha.
Lucasfilm being, I don't know if she's going to get a role in the new trilogy. Probably not.
Yeah.
It's too late for that. But, yeah, she's definitely owned by Disney. You can see her.
Cool.
She'll be working at the Star Tours at Disneyland any day now.
Shout out to the lady at Star Tours who let us go through the Fast Pass line, even though she gave us the dirty look.
She gave us that look
know.
Like, come on, guys. And we were like,
I'm like, hey, talk in your Mississippi accent. Make them think that we're dumb.
Hey. Hey, is this right?
Oh, this is the wrong line? No, oh,
I said,
no.
Is this right? Is this where I'm supposed to? Well, golly, I didn't know. Maybe you. Can we just go anyway?
We had to catch a flight, guys. We couldn't stand in an hour and a half line, and we really wanted to go on Star Tours.
Yeah, duh.
Okay?
We had to catch a different flight.
Okay.
A computer animated flight, a 3D Wonder.
And so she said...
to Hoth.
And we said, oh no.
We got chased by Boba Fett.
Yeah, we did.
Boba Fett! Boba Fett!
And then we blew up the Death Star.
An Ohio woman was spotted by a Walgreens manager allegedly shoplifting. When the manager followed Sandra Thomas into the parking lot and asked for a receipt for the items in her bag, the 51-year-old could not produce one.
Uh-oh.
Suspects started heading back to the store with the manager and police were called, and then things got a little stinky.
Oh, man, if another prosthetic leg gets thrown in the mix.
Thomas told the manager that she had to use the bathroom badly when she suddenly pulled her pants down.
No! No, stop!
Pooped.
No, no!
Right in front of the store. Defecated. She evacuated her bowels. Right there in front of the store.
Boom! Freaky Friday.
She took off.
It is Freaky Friday.
She took off. And when police tracked her down, Thomas said she was having health problems.
Okay.
And dropped her pants again!
No, stop it!
After being taken to the bathroom, Thomas was placed in a police cruiser. She then allegedly told police she had bed bugs. Don't let the bed bugs bite, am I right? Don't let the bed bugs bite. Don't do it.
You're welcome, America. You're welcome.
We're here for you guys.
We really are, because your day cannot be that bad.
Where else would you hear poop stories? From your kids?
Steve Awesome Morning.
Now!
Steph. Now you're lost, but found. The sinking
sand has caught you in and brought you down. Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Let's take a look. Uh-oh. That accident at I-25 and Paseo, the right lane is blocked westbound. Westbound, so it looks like traffic is very, very backed up around that accident.
Wow.
Down to, like, a crawl.
Yeah.
And that's, again, around the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Everything else looks good. We're not picking anything up on our map, but if something's going on that we don't talk about, feel free to give us a call. 505-338-3700. Or you could give SOPO a call. 505-338-3669 and tell them about traffic.
You
can. I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
They sponsor the segment, and they hooked me up with ice cream for breakfast, so...
Ice cream for breakfast.
It's awesome, especially when you're lactose intolerant like me and you're like, it's Friday, who cares?
And everyone around you cares.
You know, we've done some like really awful stories today.
Yes.
We've done like the crazy person who's suing her place of employment, the lady who broke into the zoo basically and is suing because the lion took her finger. It's just all bad. So I've got a good one for you.
Okay.
I wanted to change it up a little bit and go, hey, not everything's bad. This is pretty great. Trooper Mike Nielsen says he knows kids can be nervous about guys with big hats walking up to their cars, so he tries to treat them like he treated his own family. Trooper Nielsen pulled over a grandmother for driving 95 in a 75. And walks up on the scene. He sees some grandkids in the back.
Yeah.
And he gave toy sheriff badges and stickers to the kids. Because he didn't want them to be alarmed that a police officer was there, even though they was pulling over grandma.
Here, take all these stickers, kids.
Yeah. She was going 95 in a 75.
What did she... She was running from death itself.
Well, her response later, she wrote a check for $150 for the ticket.
Yeah.
That she earned. Along with said check that she wrote, she also wrote a note to the Idaho State Police. Commending the friendly trooper.
Nay.
And saying he made the incident a good experience for my grandchildren.
Yay!
And thanked him for his service. I'm telling you, dude, handwritten notes.
Yeah.
Handwritten notes!
Handwritten notes are the way to go!
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
Unless you have terrible handwriting.
Yeah. Speaking of old and dead.
Yes.
We just got a comment on Facebook.
I think they commented, like, yesterday.
At 10:04, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. We weren't here.
We weren't here.
We did the morning show, and then we're like, we're out! This is our job! We work for 4 hours, and then...
In the morning. I wish that was true.
And then we dance our way out right at 10.
We dance to the car, and everybody's like, watching
bye
us.
Bye-bye!
It's a lot of fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Man, only in our dreams. The question was asked.
Ooh.
Is Freedom Fest dead?
Is it?
I can't listen to you guys out here in the boonies.
Grants.
So I wasn't sure if it was still going on this year or not. Would love to go if it is. Karen? This is year 3 of that cold dead body known as Freedom Fest. Sadly, due to lack of support and funds, it's not happening.
Not happening.
I will say one thing. Coming up, we have an announcement of announcements.
Oh, we do. We sure do.
Freedom Fest may be dead.
But something else is not dead.
But shows are staying alive in Albuquerque.
We're going to talk about it on, hopefully, Tuesday.
Yes. We're working it out right now. Special announcement. Major, major concert announcement for Albuquerque, for Static Radio.
That's right.
A fundraiser of sorts for the station, being that we're non-commercial. We're trusting and believing you. You will purchase a ticket. You will want to support Static. You will want to see this band. I wish we could talk about it. We can't make mention yet.
You mean these bands?
That's right.
And some would say that they could be staying alive.
That announcement coming up next week on Team Awesome Morning Party. Keep it locked for your listening pleasure. Trust me, it's a huge announcement.
We hope so. We hope you people are down. Because if you're not, then we might not be able to do shows anymore.
That's actually true.
We need you people to just participate.
True. Yeah.
Even if we bring in bands that you hate, you come to the show anyway.
Yeah.
Because you like the station. That's what happens.
Fundraiser, it's coming up in September.
You're going to like it.
Yeah. Keep it locked to Static Radio. Next week, major, major announcement. We'll be hanging out with the front man of one of the bands.
Ooh.
That could be making their way to Albuquerque.
We hope.
Yeah. Quick break, right back. We got some Coldplay for you and some other great music. Like, we've got some Five Iron coming up. We've got some After Edmund.
Mm-hmm.
Stay close.
Stay close.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
That's the news. That's the news bumper.
Hang on.
That's the news bumper. Oh, sorry. Breaking news. I hit the wrong button.
There's the right button.
My bad.
You meant to press.
Let's be honest, it's Friday.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
You might know me from such films as
Red Pavement and Red Pavement 2. Back behind the wheel.
We have Nothing to report other than the construction at I-25 in Paseo. There was an accident earlier at Paseo and I-25. And so westbound Paseo on the eastern side of the highway is backed up. You're going about 10 miles an hour, 11 miles an hour, if you are westbound. On the eastern side of Paseo. There's not a more confusing way to say it. I like to pick the most confusing ways to say things so that nobody understands what I'm talking about. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Woo! That's a story. Phone number is 505-338-3669. 505-338.
Yeah, I'll read that.
Wait.
No, I can't
read
that.
Let's take a phone call.
I can't read that one.
Static!
It is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque!
How's it going, guys?
No.
It's going, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I got back from my trip from Denver, Colorado yesterday.
How'd it go?
It was amazing up there. It was raining like crazy for 3 days.
Whoa!
So for those of you out there who are wondering why I didn't call in, yeah, I was on my vacation. I left Sunday and I didn't get back till last night, about 10 o'clock.
Believe it or not, buddy, we actually auditioned your part off to listeners to see if anybody could fill your shoes.
Huh, really? How did that go?
Not so well. You know, Kermit the Frog did a good job one day.
Yeah, we had Kermit the Frog call
in. We really
did.
Kermit the Frog really called in.
Voice actor Donald Sutherland called in. Kiefer Sutherland, he's a regular actor. He did it one day.
It's
Mayor
been
Barry
hit or miss.
Called in.
It's been hit or miss.
Oh, Mayor Barry, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Hey. I lied to you.
Well, guys, there's the one and only Matthew from Albuquerque, which is yours truly here on the phone. Nice to tell you guys. I've had somebody try to impersonate me on the air before. I bet Steve-O remembers that one. It was early one school morning. I was going to call in.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, oh, it's Matthew from Albuquerque. Can I get a song request? Click. Hangs up the phone. I'm like, huh. I must have a fan out there, Snake. If they impersonate me, they must really enjoy me calling in.
Was he fan or was he foe?
Ooh.
I never found that out, guys.
We should do an investigation. We should do investigative reporting.
Oh, no.
We'll launch an investigation.
We're going to launch an investigation into this.
We'll figure out what that guy wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, anyways, guys, I do have good news so far.
That's good.
For those of you out there who are incoming freshmen, you guys should have already received your information packet from the school. It has your registration paperwork that does need to be completed. If you are a transfer, there is information on the website, volcanovistahawks.aps.edu. There's the stuff on there. You want to download the PDF that has the information for transfers. I would, guys, recommend bringing a copy of your electric bill. Ooh. Just to prove residency, even though it may not be required, I still recommend bringing that with you, just in case.
It's important.
Yeah, because you guys never know if they're going to ask you, oh, do you have a copy of proof of residency or something.
It's true. Life's a box of chocolates. You never know what they're going to ask you.
Huh?
Well, are you getting hungry, Mateo, or something? Because you sound like you're getting hungry.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm.
You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's better, Volcano Vista or Cibola High School?
I do have to say Volcano Vista, guys.
Why?
Now, one, we have one kick butt football team. We're over 100 guys. Now, I do have to tell you guys this, to be honest on the air right now, Cibola, they're kind of our rivals, as a matter of fact.
What?
I have to say that. Sadly, guys, yes, they are our rivals. That's the thing. It's like Rio Grande and Albuquerque High, for example. It could be that way around, but that's why I was told basically they're our rivals. But you know what? I don't like holding grudges against other teams, but you know?
Yeah, hold a grudge.
Hey, I could say, you know what?
What?
Everybody, you know, as long as, you know, if you win, that's great. If you don't win, it doesn't matter. As long as you have a good time playing, that's what counts, basically.
I have another question.
That's what losers say.
I have another question.
Mm.
Who's better, regular Mexico or New Mexico?
Ooh.
You know what, guys? I don't want to see this in the air, but you know, I've always wanted to live in Denver, Colorado.
Why?
Football team.
That's not the question.
But yeah, New Mexico could be better. We're the only state pretty much that has a Blake.
Has a what?
I'm not going to say the full name. It's a nice burger restaurant. It's a family-owned chain.
Gotcha.
Now, let me tell you guys, for those of you who do not know what that restaurant is,
yeah,
they have the biggest burritos ever for breakfast. Oh, my goodness. They're so good.
Okay.
I recommend number one.
Stop it.
Oh, gosh, Matthew.
Stop it.
You've been gone for so long.
Can you request a song?
Yeah, okay, guys. Let's see here. You guys have Guns for Hands by...
Yes.
What's it called?
21 Pilots.
Yeah, 21 Pilots. I haven't requested that in a while, and I think I put in a song yesterday. Did Doug pass you the message?
Nope. Doug doesn't like you.
What?
I know.
Oh, what a jerk.
Oh,
I
know.
And
yeah,
you know what?
Right,
you know what,
guys.
Matthew?
Yeah.
We're going to punch him.
Yeah,
we're going to punch him in
I just
face.
Discovered that Doug was the impersonator because he's the
in-person
hater. We did,
hey,
man.
Steve-o,
we did it.
I got some good news for you. I'm going to be mailing you a postcard to the radio station here pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
I got you one from Denver, and I sorry I didn't send this out earlier because I didn't have an address.
That's cool.
So, yeah, you should be getting it either Saturday or sometime next week.
Booyah.
Hey, Matthew, I was just kidding.
Man.
Doug loves you.
He does love you. He got really sad.
When you call him, he loves it so
he
much.
He loves it. He always talks about when you call him. So even
I
when
think,
we're not on the air, you should.
I
just,
think he likes it more than Mitch does when you call
really,
her.
I really, really do too, man.
You need to step it up and start calling both of them more.
Yeah, more often, yeah,
well,
man.
That can be arranged,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
hey, be a hawk, man.
Yeah, man, do it.
Use that phone.
We believe in you, buddy.
All right. Well, hey, I'll go ahead and call you guys bright and early Monday morning
Can't wait.
Morning workup.
That's right.
Talk to you guys then. Have a great, safe weekend.
Matthew from Albuquerque,
bye,
everyone. There you go. Woo!
He's the man.
Gosh. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The little birdie told me you guys are hungry.
Yeah. I mean,
we're always hungry.
I did have ice cream for breakfast this morning.
We're hungry for success.
So do you mind if I tell you what I made for breakfast?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
All right. I don't know if you guys are fans of bacon, but I am. And I typically start my morning out with 1 pound of bacon.
Okay.
I cook it. I either dice it up or I do slices.
Okay.
I mix it up. Sometimes it's fun. I get about 12 eggs, 3 slices of toast, and I get 2 whole potatoes, and I make them into hash browns.
What?
That sounds good, man. Keep going.
I get an entire pot of coffee.
Yeah.
I just get the whole pot out, put it into like kind of like a soup bowl type thing.
I like
and
that.
Put some ice in there so I can just drink it as is.
Good grief.
And then, I don't know, watch some cartoons.
Listen.
It's like my typical morning.
Wait, do you get the breakfast sweats after all that?
The breakfast? Well, no. See, I go for about a 2-mile run immediately afterwards to regain any concept of self-respect back.
I like that. You throw up?
Only every other weekend.
Okay.
He's just telling us about his breakfast. Calm down.
Okay.
Ice cream sandwich.
Hey, that's true.
This guy over here with his ice cream
sandwich. Who has ice cream for breakfast? You have ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What? Okay.
Right before you go to bed.
Yeah, that's actually our trivia question of the day, which we're going to get to coming up.
Yep.
Ooh, trivia question. I'm not going to answer, but can I get a hint?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
It has to do with answering questions. That's what trivia is.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I got a random answer to throw out for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
1985.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Okay.
So close.
I tried.
There
anyway,
you go.
You guys have a good night now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's Friday. It is a weird, weird day.
It's a good day.
Coming up, we got the silent comedy. We got some William Beckett right now for our boy Matthew from Albuquerque. The one, the only. Stop trying to impersonate him, Doug. Steam Austin Morning.
No!
Static.
Broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, it's been a while since I've done contest liners, but I think I got it.
Hatred.
Traffic.
There's nothing to report other than the construction and I-25 in Paseo and your typical morning time traffic. It looks like over here at this road that you can't see, but I can. What is this road? Is this Coors and, yeah, Coors and Central? It's a little bit of a...
A little snafu going on
right there. There's a little bit of a snafu going on right over there at Coors and Central. So you'll have to watch it. But that's about it. That's all I'm going to report. Traffic right now.
It's the best. Oh, my gosh.
You know you can always count on Static Radio for your traffic report. Just tune in at the 15s and 45s every hour, and you'll hear what yeah.
Traffic brought to you. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, I don't want to.
Okay.
Traffic brought to you by
Sopo. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports.
Okay, 4001. Gosh, I
quit.
Nope,
I quit.
I quit, Motley Crue.
I quit,
Mr. White.
It's Friday. We are just about out of show, but before we go, we want to hook you up with a prize. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Up for grabs right now. We have a copy of Noah, the Blu-ray DVD combo pack with the digital HD copy. Blah, blah, blah.
I need to wash this hoodie.
What?
I put this hoodie on. It's been in my office.
Smells like office?
Mitch wore it.
Oh, no!
Smells like Mitch.
Gross.
Smells like beauty and garbage.
505-338-3700. Got copies of Noah featuring Russell Crowe, Emma Watson, Jennifer Connelly, Anthony Hopkins. Courtesy of Paramount Home Movie Distribution. Big ol' shout out and thanks to them. We got some trivia. Now, this morning, I'm going to be honest, lactose intolerant me decided, you know, when you just have a hankering, you just got a need and you're like, ice cream for breakfast. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll rock some of that ice cream for breakfast.
Gross.
I had an ice cream sandwich for breakfast. Is it abnormal to have ice cream for breakfast?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's irresponsible.
Could that go in line with our trivia question? Could it be that easy? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
What's going on, guys?
I was just trying to give away some Noah on Blu-ray.
Sounds amazing.
I know, right?
Right?
All right, it's simple. You just got to answer our trivia question. We will hook you up with a copy of Noah on Blu-ray. Word?
Sounds good.
Word. All right. Your trivia question is thus and such and this. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Most of us, myself included, love ice cream. 3% of us love it so much we even eat it when we're doing what?
Working out.
That's a really good guess, actually.
It is a good guess.
It's incorrect. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. It's 505-338-3700. Static. Hello. Hi.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Good. It's good. The pressure, man.
Lots of pressure.
Trivia question.
I can feel
a lot of people love
pressure.
Ice cream. Static.
Yeah, is it using the bathroom?
Using the bathroom.
Amen.
It is not.
Oh, that's what I said. That's what I said,
thankfully,
too.
Thankfully, that's not it. Because that's nasty. 505-338-3700. Trivia up for grabs. Copy of Noah on Blu-ray, courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. Static.
Hi.
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 I want a copy of Noah.
All right. Here's the deal. Just answer the trivia question and it's yours.
Okay.
Most of us love ice cream. 3% of people love it so much they even eat it when they're doing what?
Oh, gosh. terrible to say, but while they're in the bathroom.
While they're in the bathroom.
Oh, you're funny, aren't you?
I know, that's terrible. You said only 3% now.
I'm going to need you to be more specific.
On the toilet.
No. Incorrect.
But we made you say on the toilet.
Thank you so much.
That's terrible.
All right.
Okay.
All right, have a great
day. Bye.
I really just wanted her to say whatever.
You walked right into that, friend.
Static!
Yes, how about reading?
While they're reading, 3% of people love ice cream so much they eat it while they're reading. That's incorrect. I'm sorry. 505-338.
Is it while they're cold?
While they're cold. That's a really good one.
Is that it?
It's incorrect.
Crap.
505-338-3700, the phone number. If you think you can answer the trivia question, up for grabs a copy of Noah on Blu-ray and DVD. The combo pack, courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. Thanks to them for hooking us up with those.
Woo-hoo!
Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I am calling in order to see if I can win a copy of the Noah thing. And the question, I believe, was 3% of all ice cream lovers eat it while they're doing this action or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it will be driving.
While driving is a really good guess.
Yep.
Judges! That's
no.
Not it.
Thank
that's
you.
A good guess.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks
well,
for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
505-338-3700. This is tougher than I thought. Static. Hello.
Bueno.
Yeah.
Hola.
Yeah. Hola.
¿Tiene water en el trabajo?
Wow.
You know I don't speak Spanish, you crazy caller.
Actually, trabajo, isn't that, do you speak Spanish, Doug?
No?
Come
Spanish.
On. Daniel, who is this?
Spanish?
Is it while they're working?
While they're working.
Oh, trabajo, to work.
Is that really?
I think so. Is that work? Right?
Yeah, that's a work is.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Spanish first language.
Yeah.
Where you at, man?
Survey says. Survey says.
That's not it. Thank
that's
you.
A good guess. Trabajo?
Trabajo.
Trabajo. Gosh. 505-338-3700. Static!
Is it while people are making love?
Thank you for calling.
I just figured because, I mean, it goes hand in hand, I don't know, ice cream.
You should just keep explaining it.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
Dear Lord, help us. Please, Lord, give us the caller.
That guy called in and said, is it while making love? And then was like, no, I can't keep explaining it. No, that's crossing the line.
Ah! 3% of people eat ice cream while doing what?
Water
static.
Skiing.
Hello.
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 Hi.
What? The trivia question for Noah?
Yeah.
Trivia question for Noah. Still got the Blu-ray combo pack up for grabs.
Would it be while in the bathtub?
While in the bathtub.
This is a good guess.
Who's this?
Sean Ginn.
Sean Ginn. Sean, are you a fan of Noah?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
All right.
So you want to win.
Noah.
You want to win.
He's
on a boat. He's in the water.
Uh-huh.
In the bathtub.
Most people love ice cream.
Right. Even lactose intolerant people.
3% love it.
Would you tell him if he's right or not?
While in the bathtub.
In the bathtub.
Yes, no, possibly.
Sean
wants to know. He called in of his own volition. Tell him if he won.
Judges,
survey says.
Oh. Yeah!
Ooh, nice.
You are the winner, sir.
3% of people love ice cream so much they eat it while in the bathtub.
Booyah!
Yeah,
awesome.
Sean, you won the copy of Noah. Congratulations! Thank you so much for ending our misery.
Yes.
Hang on the line, okay?
Was it making
awesome.
Love? I love that person. That person that called in and said that made my day.
That was the best. best, worst, best, worst.
And then, it was like, you know, it makes sense. Right? You get it. I'm not crazy, right? I got like three friends.
Shout out to Paramount Home Media Distribution. We have copies of Noah on Blu-ray, DVD combo pack. Keep it locked to Static Radio for your chance to score one of those like Sean just did. Gosh, that wins.
Beautiful.
That wins everything.
That's a good start to your weekend.
That's right. Weekend kicks off now for us.
All I'm saying is Guardians of the Galaxy is out.
Oh, man!
Enough said.
Enough said.
Enough said.
That's it for us. We'll see you guys again Monday for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.